I'll never forget Bill Clinton saying about Barack Obama and his story, his agenda, you know, that it was the biggest fairy tale he'd ever seen. And he was right, because Barack Obama was not qualified. He was not prepared.
Imagine a Sarah Palin presidency. What kind of a difference, if any, would it have made if the course of history had flowed in a different direction? The Cary Institute for Global Good in Rensselaerville is hosting its latest Cary Dialogue Saturday night. Institute President Carol Ash is extending an invitation to the public to come and discuss what she says are very important issues about political and social forces at work in our country.
We have been, last year and this year, for our winter activity, putting on a series of what we call dialogues, which is bringing authors of books that have a point of view and asking the regional audience to come and hear what they have to say and discuss with them the theories and the attitudes and the facts behind their books.
Ash says people need to be informed and notes that the February 1st evening of political what-if discussion will be with New York City and Hudson Valley resident Frederick C. Rich, the author of one of last year's most controversial novels, Christian Nation.
Hope is that through this book, people on both sides of the political spectrum will start to listen, start to take elected officials and candidates at their word that they will do what they say and that they will make intelligent, informed decisions based on that.
I asked the author, Fred Rich, how the religious right has responded to his book.
The Christian community in general actually has reacted rather positively to the book. The book was praised by the Dean of St. John the Divine Cathedral, by theologians up at Boston University, a variety of other ministers who recognize that the book is neither anti-religious in general or anti-Christian in specific. The far right, the kind of Christian nationalist movement, interestingly, did not react in any kind of monolithic way. I would say the particular fans of Sarah Palin expressed a fair degree of outrage. There were thousands of comments online. I did a series of editorials, for example, on the HuffPost about the book. If you sift through literally thousands of comments, you'll see that many of them are pretty emotional, along the lines of, why do you hate God so much, or you're the Antichrist.
The Cary Institute will open its doors at 6 p.m., and the event will start at 6:30. There's more information and directions to the Institute at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.